This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
The Dunedin Multicultural Council is a non-profit organisation that works to support the multi-ethnic communities in Dunedin. Since many of our members are migrants, we focus on providing opportunities to get to know people and develop new skills, networks and links with the wider community of Dunedin.
Talofalava, kia ora, vanakam. Welcome to Dunedin Multicultural Council live on air. Yes, we are live. And our special guest tonight, he's not really a guest, he's part of the crew actually, but he's a guest tonight, is Ashkan Ashraf. And I've been doing a series on the executive of the Dunedin Multicultural Council, starting off with the president, Andrew Rudolph. And yes, and it's been great having that actual people that are on the council talking about how they align themselves with the Dunedin Multicultural Council and why they became part of it. So live radio is great. You know why? Because Ash isn't here yet, but his music's here. I'll tell you a little bit about Ash. He was born in Iran, and he went to primary school or middle school in Vanuatu, and then high school in Canada, but he's been brought up, his parents are missionaries, so he's been brought up all around the world. Interesting guy, but he lives here in Dunedin. And at our last AGM, he got on the exec, so it's nice to have him on board. Anyway, here's a song. He's also a songwriter, a chef, lots. I'll let you tell him, or him tell you, sorry. So here's a song called Never Ending, and this is written by Ashkan. Enjoy.
Serving at the Taco Vita, working his butt off just to make his life a little sweeter. I miss my kids, I wish that they were a little nearer, just like my bro, even though he's cooler there with him. Shout out to the dads who love their kids and mamas left the nest, doing hard, trying to make ends meet and do the very best. Man, it's hard with the landlord, council making, taking, faking, waiting to expire, while the working man gets loaded, trying to put out the mother fires.
Every day I try so hard, can't keep ahead of the game. It's all good because I might not make it out, love it just all the same. It's all good because
life is up and down, that's the way that it's gotta be. Troubles pass with new ones just behind the scenes. That's the whole point of living here in this life. Make your souls ready, living in the afterlife. Over there, there's no pain or no suffering. There's no hunger, greed, selfishness, or poverty. Over here, when we live our lives properly, climb over mountain and push through adversity, our inner muscles grow inadvertently. Now over there, I can get around spiritually, hanging out with my old friends and family, to the skies float about oh so happily. Look at baby growing eyes in his mama belly. He got no use for them inside down, now does he? It's not until he come out his mama puku that his eyes and his ears are useful.
You may not know what comes, it could be sunshine, wind or rain, yet it's all good because
life that's never ending.
Summertime and the breeze, the ocean and the seas, yes, I love it all.
Thank God it's never ending. Thank God for the oceans, rivers, and the seas, snow-capped mountains and eucalyptus trees. Thank God for the kids play so happily, the greatest treasure of every community. I thank God I can come home to my family, cause Lord knows that's the best thing in life for me. I thank God for the way that it's gotta be, even though sometimes I beg to disagree. I thank God for everything that he does for me. It's so easy to forget and lose my clarity. I thank God for the blessings raining down on me. It truly feels like I hit the lottery. I thank God for the tests that he gives to me, even though on my shoulders weigh so heavily. In effect, that's my golden opportunity. Nurture and develop all my inner qualities.
Every day I try so hard,
so hard, so
can't keep ahead of the game. It's all good because
life is heavy.
I might not make it out, love is just all the same. It's all good because
life is heavy.
Hey, you're listening to DMCC, Dunedin Multicultural Council, live on air. You've just been listening to Never Ending. That was written by Ashkon Ashraf and myself. Ashkon's actually, I'm supposed to be interviewing him, so I'll be Ashkon for you because he's not here. No, his music is here, though. But talking about DMCC, Ashkon is part of the new executive, which I've been interviewing. So the past 5 weeks, it's been exec members of the Dunedin Multicultural Council. We just want people to know what's going on with us. And looking at the people that the interviews that I've had, I could see what connects us all is that we're all one in terms of globally. I mean, everyone, we realise being on this council is to be able to be part of and acknowledge all the ethnic groups here and around us, and the programs that we have running that are doing well and looking after themselves and growing are things like chat groups, the women's chat group. Margarita, who was on last week, who I interviewed, she takes Chai and Chat, or coordinates it, which is a women's group, all multicultural, and that's working really well. The ability to be able to talk and be part of something that everyone can, because all our global people are from everywhere, all around the world, and they're living here in Otipoti, Dunedin, and that connection with others, and just been feeling all right that who they are and knowing what it is to be here in Otipoti. So that was Chai and Chat. Men with Mana is another program that we've been running, or about to kick off again. We had been running, and what a great program that is. And it's men cooking together, just multicultural men coming together in a kitchen and discussing things that men face, being fathers, being husbands in another country, different cultures, yeah. But the food has been fabulous. It's great. The men cook the food, clean up. When the food is cooked, invite their families. And it's great, a great way for men to get together and have fun and talk, yeah, and be boys. I'm going to play you another track here. And this song is also written by Ashkon. And what can I tell you about this one? Survive. Well, that's right. He did this in August 22. And I remember he had some of his boys singing on it. Yeah, so check it out. Enjoy. Thank you.
Now everybody wanna know why the whole world be turning upside down. No more laughter, no more smiles, I only see the frowns. The hell is going on in this crude world? Why can't everything be normal, just be natural? No more fussing and fighting over everything. Whatever happened to being decent human beings? All the kids are wondering what the is going on. That is the reason exactly why I chose to write the song. So come on, sing along, or go on, sing the song. Cause the way you're going down, it don't look nice at all. So what we gonna do? I better tie my shoes. Gotta get up, do the things that I gotta do. Shout it out and do the Kanye Kanye.
Go, 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 shawty, it's your birthday. We go party just like it's your birthday.
I don't know what is going on, but I hope that we survive, survive.
Every day be more and more crazy. How can I even hope to have a decent good life when everywhere I look all I see is a fuss and fight? Thankfully, yes, I know what is going on. What we need is to get more and more strong. On the inside, on the outside, on the upside, on the downside. Come on all my peoples, let's do it together. Let's be united like the birds of a feather. Let's keep this up forever and ever. And finally one big family forever.
I don't know what is going on, but I hope that we survive, 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 survive. Kids!
Yes!
Hey, the song was called Survive, and I've got the writer of that song right with me right now, Ashkan Ashraf. Welcome, brother.
Kia ora, kia ora, kia ora koutou. Is that coming through?
Testing one, yeah. Two, there we go. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to my song, I guess. Kia ora, everyone. I'm Ash. Sorry for being late. I just had trouble finding a park, and my brain's gone a wee bit, not running at 100%.
Well, I'm really happy to have you in the studio, man. I'm glad you could get here. It's fine, man. You're here.
Yeah. No, got this. I think it is. I'm not sure what it is. It's some kind of funky silent flu of sorts, where it you don't get the typical symptoms. But my brain's not quite a handy yet. So hopefully, this time next week, I'm back to normal. Yeah.
Mm. Yep. So I was just talking about that. I've been interviewing everyone off the exec.
Yeah.
So we're up to you now.
Yeah.
So I was telling our listeners that you got back on the council at the last AGM in May, but you've been on the Dunedin Multicultural Council. When was your first time?
I don't know. It was a few years back, And then that's when Lux asked me to join and to serve as the treasurer.
Right.
So when he asked me to do that, I said, yeah, okay, I'll give it a go and just try and help out. He asked me to help, so.
Because I met you in 21 and you were on the council then.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. It must have been before that then, eh?
Yeah.
Was that 2021?
Yeah. Far out. Yeah.
That goes fast.
4 years ago?
Yeah. That went by pretty quick.
So what was your reason to come on board the council?
I just don't – my work demands aren't as intense as what they used to be. So the shop and that. So ever since I closed the shop, I've and just like downsized, just doing it from Northeast Valley instead. It's a lot less pressure and a bit more flexibility, and it's a bit more it's less money, but more of a balanced lifestyle. What's the point of money if you're dead? too much pressure.
So my question is though, why what reason did you come on to the Dunedin Multicultural Council?
And Lux just asked me to come help out. I said,
And help out in what way?
He just asked me to help out to be the treasurer.
Oh, yeah. But now you're on the new council.
The new council now.
Yeah, so tell me about what I'm trying to get is your vision for Dunedin Multicultural Council as one of the exec.
Oh, yeah. What my vision is for the Dunedin Multi-Ethnic Council, my vision is for the Multi-Ethnic Council to serve.
Multicultural
Council. Is to serve as like the heart of it's just another institution creating events and knitting ties between everyone and just being that one group that serves the community at large, you know. And and right now what we need more than ever is is people getting together in unity from all backgrounds, all ethnic, cultural, religious, racial, lingual, whatever background you are from. We need to realize our essential oneness of one human race. You know, there is only one human race, and we are one family, even scientifically proven. You know, scientists say like, we're all genetically related if you go back far enough, you know. So what's all this bickering and fighting all about, you know? You know, and Abdu'l-Bahá, one of the central figures of the Baha'i faith. So I'm a member of the Baha'i faith, and which is the world's newest religion. And Abdu'l-Bahá, he says, the nation is just like a big family. So a miniature version of the nation is a family. So if you can manage to get your family, you know, ticking along and unified and harmonized, then we can. Then the next step is getting. And if we were expand that circle a wee bit bigger, then that circle is now the nation. So now that's the next stage that we need to get unified and ticking along with efficiency and unity and harmony and that. So we are in a new time and in a new age, like the old days. Is only 100 years ago. It was 200, 300 years ago was completely different. We are at an amazing time to be on planet Earth right now. It is truly, it's a literal boom because we're in the boom and we were born in the boom and growing up in the boom. We can't really tell. You know, it's hard to, you know, but from an outside perspective, say I'm an alien. That's a, you know, I can live up to 1,000 years. If I was sitting outside watching Earth, it's like, whoa, these guys, their neck level right now, and it's just a big boom, you know. And so part of that is we're growing up as a human race, you know. The world is becoming smaller. It's like a global village. So we need to learn how do we get on, you know, on all fronts, be it a political front, on religious fronts, on spiritual fronts, on neighborhood fronts, on family fronts, on all fronts. And so that's where I see the DMCC coming in. It comes in order to just be just a group of people who are trying to help Dunedin progress a bit more smoothly on all the ways that we need to progress in.
And what I really liked was the creative ideas you had at our meetings in terms of programs and events, and we've spoken about them. One of them was bringing everyone together in Karakia. Tell me about that?
Absolutely. You know, one of the three, they call it the three portals. One of the three portals, you see, Like I said, I'm a Baha'i, right?
Yeah.
So and to be a Baha'i, your mission is to bring world peace. So we're told if you want to bring world peace, there's three things you got to do. And the first thing is get everyone together for karakia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's the all first right. thing you got. That's the, you know.
It, but what I like about it, I mean, yeah, I mean, yeah. you know, karakia is like prayer, but yeah. it's also the ability for people to just say things or philosophies or a line or something and
yeah.
that they
yeah.
think
well, would, that's right.
would be positive and helping yeah. the world go forward.
Yeah.
And the other thing you brought up, I will come back to that yeah. though, but because the other thing you did bring up at a meeting is that you wanted to have an event
yes.
where we all ate together
yep.
with all the different multicultural groups.
Yep.
And like that, bringing them all together.
Yep.
And just having a chat.
I think so.
Like a cup of tea.
I think that's the very first step for us in the DMCC is just to get all the members together. Maybe just all the heads of all the associations first. And then next step, all the members and their families and their kids.
Yeah.
Let's just have a wee hooey, you know. Yeah. Let's just have a feed. Sit down, just meet and greet and get to know each other. And, oh, sweet, we all know each other now. And we're, you know, and we're gelling. And then we can start. To really start, you know, thinking, well, once we know each other, well, everything else just falls into place, really.
Hey, Ash, I'm going to play the listeners another one of your songs. So what should we choose? I've got I've played Survive and Never Ending.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
have you done How Much Time?
Oh, we can do it. Tell us about it, and I'll play that track. Yeah.
Well, how much time is? Oh, there's a cool backstory to it, but I won't. I don't think we have enough time for that. But I'll just tell you what the track is about. Sometimes just imagine yourself walking around. You slipped on the floor. You bonked your head. Now you're dead, and now you're in heaven, reflecting. Oh well, my time's run out. Oh, that sucks. You know. And I'll take you through the song, the different stages of the song as it develops.
I wonder. How much time do I got? Do I have a little bit or do I got a lot? I can see time ticking while I'm on the spot. I better do something or I'ma get caught. How much time do I have? If it runs out, that could be very bad. I haven't done the things that I wish that I had. Sitting on clouds and feeling very sad. Here we go. Another old day dropping like a domino. Taking it easy, easy come, easy go. Doesn't even matter where I let the time flow.
Uh-oh.
Here it comes, stuck to death at my door. I'm making run for it and I slip on the floor. Here I am, oh no. My time is run out, I can do nothing more.
So this is, he slipped on the floor, he's bonked his head, and now he's dead. So where am I? What's happened? He's in heaven, but what happened? He's trying to figure out what's happened.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Time
now he wakes up.
Out. I can do nothing more. I'm stuck up here, I can't go back for sure. I've come empty-handed and there is no back door. Now I know I'm in trouble because my time's got blown. Now I think back to the seeds that I've sown. Will my boys be good once they are fully grown? Kids raised right, a good example, were they shown? Too late now, the kids are on their own. How much time do I got? Do I have a little bit or do I got a lot?
Yeah, how much
time? I can
time?
See time ticking while I'm on the
time's
spot.
Time's short, man.
I better do something or I'ma get caught. How much time do I have? If it runs out, that could be very bad. I haven't done the things that I wish that I had. Sitting on clouds and feeling very sad. They say to live life every day spiritual. Don't get too attached to the things material. If you fall down, get up another go. Or sort the small stuff and pick your bad toes. Don't be happy with another easy day. Sacrifice and push yourself in every way. If you don't do that, nothing will ever change. And when you check out, you're the only one to blame. How much time do I got? Do I have a little bit or do I got a lot? I can see time ticking while I'm on the spot. I better do something or I'ma get caught. How much time do I have?
Hey, I'm signing out here from the Dunedin Multicultural Council on here. I've been with Ash Khan Ashraf. It's been great being with you tonight. This is our first live show for a while too, brother.
It is too,
nice
yeah.
to have you here.
Yeah, it's nice to be back.
So the track that's playing is written. All the tracks I played tonight were written by Ash and myself. But peace out there. Nice to talk to you and nice to have you in the studio, bro.
too much for that. Thanks for everything, and much love to everyone.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.